Hey guys, so today is another Instagram live Q&A. Thank you to everyone who's sending in your questions. I'm trying to do 3 questions a day, just keeping them nice and short. Today's ones were, what do you do when you feel like everything is falling apart around you? And then another question was, how do you fight anxiety when you don't know what's causing it? And the final one was, how do you stop taking everything to heart? So enjoy the episode. I look forward to hearing some feedback.
You've arrived here at a critical moment. Tune in on real self-knowledge and creative power.
Welcome to the Well Fit with Lachie Stewart podcast. This show aims to help men improve themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, covering topics of fitness, mindfulness, and spirituality.
How you going, guys? So once again, I'm going to use this one as a podcast episode for Q&A. So thanks for everyone who sent through your questions. It's good. So I'm actually just on my way to a French lesson, so I thought I'd get this going now, which would be cool. But let's bring up the questions. So if anyone has any other questions along the way, I'll try my best to answer them, time permitting. So we'll see how we go. First question, let's see what we got. Hey Kenzie, how's everyone going? First question, how to fight anxiety when you don't know what's actually causing it? So, once again guys, before I answer any of these, I'm not a psychologist or anything like this. This is from my own experience, and if I don't feel I have an experience to share in regards to your questions, I'll let you know, but I'll also do a little bit of research for you and try and point you in the right direction. Obviously, once again, go see professional help. Nikita, what's up? All right, so the first one, when you don't know what's causing it. So for myself, the straight up answer is meditation. I'm going, well, Kenzie, the reason why I say meditation is, for me, when I first got a coach, it'd be about 3 years ago, my mind was constantly racing. Like I couldn't sit still. I couldn't, you know, that's why I think I use drugs so heavily and alcohol so heavily, purely because it was a good way to sort of numb what my main mind was going through. Because I couldn't do that naturally. Like I couldn't just sit here right now without having a million thoughts going through my head. When I lay down or hit my head to the pillow, my mind would constantly be racing. I could never quite chill the fuck out. So for me, I was constantly anxious. So what helped me chill that or figure out what it was that was actually causing it was meditation. Right? It gave me that time to just sort of be alone, be able to sit by myself, and the open-mindedness of it all, when it dropped, and I was talking to a client this morning about it, was it took me 3 weeks to be able to meditate. Like I couldn't sit there and do that. Like I just was saying, struggle. So I started with 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and I was constantly sabotaging myself. But after 3 weeks of consistency, I had this like moment where it was just like a head drop. Like it just felt like something dropped out of the bottom of my head, and it was just that peace and quiet. Which, you know, I guess is what everyone talks about when they're meditating. So for me, that then facilitated a space in which I could start getting this, going deeper with the thoughts. And I think often when we're having that anxious feeling, we don't really know why. There's something that we've buried away, whether it's from childhood or recent, that we don't want to deal with, right? We've built so many layers over the top of it. Okay, we've never dealt with the problem, but it keeps trying to make its way out. Right, so what worked for me was learning to meditate. Sorry for the background noise. I'm sitting in the middle of the street. Not in the middle of the street, but just on the side street. Was learning to just be able to be alone with my thoughts and deal with what was going on. So have more self-awareness around what was actually going on in my life, what I needed to deal with, okay, what I needed to let go of, okay, and what was, you know, negatively impacting my life. So around that anxiety, and once again, I still get anxious all the time. I just have better awareness, and I know when I can get irritable and anxious, meditation is always a way that benefits me now. Okay, even if I don't want to make time for it, I know that if I do invest that time, I'm going to get so much more back. Okay, so that's where I'm at with that one. Zachy, what's happening, brother? Let's see the next question. comes up. What do you do when you feel like everything around you has fallen apart around you? How do you get yourself out of questions? I don't know whether it's, yeah, download the app Oath, guys, that's what it is for meditation. So I don't know what the end of that question is. Obviously the box isn't big enough, but for myself, like when I felt like everything was falling around as, whoop. Sorry guys, it's all turned around here. When I felt like everything was falling apart around me, that was the last time I really self-sabotaged and fucked up. All right, so it was a terrible feeling. That's when I went heavily into the drugs, heavily into the alcohol, heavily into the self-destruction, right? That was womanizing and literally did whatever. I was to the point where I was taking drugs and I didn't care whether I woke up or not. Not saying that I wanted to take my own life, but I just literally didn't give a fuck, right? So it felt horrible, and I know, you know, no one's story is relatable. I can't say I know what you're going through because I haven't actually heard the story. But when you feel like you've got no one to turn to, there's no, you become a pessimist, right? You don't see any opportunity or any way out. Like, take it from me and take it from a lot of people that I've worked with, that there's always going to be a way out. What, you know, looking back, I wouldn't ever recommend people to just send it and go on a massive bender and go through the drugs and alcohol. That's the last thing, and that probably prolonged me healing myself and moving forward in my life. So, you know, if I could do anything differently, it would be to deal and look at everything, you know, once you've got nothing, or once you feel like, you know, everything's falling apart, it gives you the opportunity to rebuild. It's obviously got plenty of lessons there for you that you can learn from to make a better version of yourself. You can't do anything worse, right? So I would take it as an opportunity now, rather than trying to feel sorry for yourself. Take that time, like, I get it, take that time to have a moment and sit in your pity and, you know, have a few days watching Netflix or whatever you need to do, but then have a big hard look at yourself and understand that you've got something you need to give to the world. You've got a lot of potential. You've just worked out how to fail really well. So, you know, once you've learned how to fail really well, you can obviously then learn how to build on that. So, you know, I think you're in the best place. Like, my life completely changed when I hit that point. If I hadn't hit that point, I'd probably still be just coasting with where I was at in my life. And I can tell you right now, I wasn't overly happy, but it was okay. So hitting that rock bottom point was the catalyst for change, even though I probably spent 8 months just destroying my life and probably making things a bit more challenging. It definitely was that catalyst for change. So once again, back on that, what do? I would, you know, take that time, start trying to build a support network. Let people know what you're going through, okay? And even if no one believes in you at the moment, or you feel like there's, you still got, you know, parents and family and friends, and just start rebuilding, believe in yourself. Okay, set a goal for yourself, start setting small goals, even if it's literally making your bed on a daily basis, and start showing yourself that you can achieve stuff. Because the more you start showing yourself that you're capable of stuff, your belief's gonna come back, your self-confidence is gonna start coming back. Right, you're gonna start being like, well, hanging out in this environment last time didn't serve me well, so I'm going to change my environment. Eating this food last time didn't, you know, leave me with the energy or the physique to feel confident last time, so I'm going to do it differently this time. And what can you learn from your past experience that has brought you to where you are right now? That would be my thing. And, you know, even when I feel like I'm regressing, I just take a moment to think, and this is why, once again, meditation is good, because it puts clarity and perspective on where you're at. Right, so if you want to move forward, take that time to see where you're at and always adapt and learn from your own experiences and other people. That would be it. Sorry, that was a bit of a tangent. But I can't say I know exactly how you're feeling, but I've been at a point in my life where it felt like everything was falling apart. I couldn't do anything right. I had no opportunity and I was fucked. I've been there for me. So yeah, if you have any more questions about that, man, definitely send me a DM or we can jump on a Skype at some point. Next question. Last one. Why am I so sensitive? I even take jokes from friends personally about me. First thing was that. Thanks for jumping on, man. I hope you got some value from it. yeah, once again, if you have any more questions around that, just send me a message and we can have a chat offline if you like. Why am I so sensitive? I even take jokes from my friends. Well, that it all comes back to perspective. Obviously, I think sensitive isn't the, maybe not the right word. I'd have to give more detail, but like, I can, you know, being not sensitive enough can be just as detrimental as being too sensitive. I think it's all understanding what it means for me, but also having the self-awareness, because a lot of us, you know, we've got to understand this now, is everyone has different personality types, okay? So we might be, some person might be trying to have a joke at you, but it's a, their sense of humor is a little bit different to yours, so you might take it as an offense, okay, as opposed to the way they meant to say it. So if my screen's flipping around here, I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay, so being mindful and having that self-awareness to, like, well, what does this person actually really mean? And, you know, generally when people, in my own experience, when I used to take things the wrong way and assume everyone was having a personal attack on me, was I would just retaliate. I would try and argue. I'd get aggressive. I'd try and shut people down. I'd try and belittle people. Okay, so I'd never really seek to understand before trying to get my opinion across or really just think that they're attacking me. So I wouldn't say you're too sensitive. I would just say, you know, be more mindful of trying to understand where they're coming from. And then obviously keep in mind, someday people just have an absolute shit fucking day and it makes them feel better for doing that. And I know there's no, you know, you shouldn't treat people from that, but that's their journey. You got to learn to be the bigger person and understand that what people say to you or say about you isn't going to affect you unless you allow it to, right? So you give their words meaning just as much as, you know, their words are giving them meaning. Okay, so you choose to interpret it. Thanks, muscle matrix. Right, so that always comes back on you. So I would say if you're allowing that, there's probably a moment of reflection for you to be like, okay, well, what is it about this that I'm insecure about? Okay, because you can't control what people say, so stop allowing that to be the case and stop looking at yourself or feeling like you're too sensitive. It's good that you give a shit, but you know, it's up to you. Every event will happen, whether it's a joke, an event, how someone says something to you, you just give it meaning. So I would start stepping back, and this is why I think self-awareness is key, is because it allows you to reflect on moments, but it also allows you to understand or think more logically about what a person's point of view is they're trying to get across. Because often people don't want to hurt people's feelings, like, intentionally. It, you know, just sometimes happens because of events that have happened through the day. So it allows you, or gives you the power to start controlling that. Alright guys, if you got value from that, send questions through tonight, or send me some DMs and we'll have a bit more of a chat. I'm done for the day, I'm going to French.